get the tweets out. Oh, you're this? We're in Kong. We're in Kong. We're in Ryan's pub. This is what it's like. It's 6 minutes before midnight. I love Kong. I'm going away with these certain places.
Beautiful.
Love it. I really love it. You know.
So which
girl? Mom, we go and join the others.
I hear that. I love you too.
You know what?
I'm a huge YouTuber.
I want to tell you something you won't believe in a way. I wouldn't have been able to tell you that was a YouTube song.
Oh, would you? That's good without you.
Yeah,
that's
but I'll... Okay, but...
Awesome.
The
1987.
Yeah, but the complication is that I was absolutely and totally hooked on opera for my life from about...
So
I'm very knowledgeable about opera.
Why did that twig you to record?
No. It wouldn't have mattered what the guy was singing.
Okay.
I love live music, right?
Yes, yes, yes.
So if I get a chance to grab... and share a bit of live music.
Yeah.
I mean, I love
it.
I'll take it, right? But I am an opera... I was a total opera fanatic, right? I've got very broad taste, right?
Yeah.
But to be honest, if I took nothing else for the rest of my life other than certain operas,
yeah,
I would die a happy man, right? So, yeah. But the problem was, when, for example... who was the guy who died from a very famous group... terribly famous guy.
Well,
oh shit, who it was? Somebody very famous died. It'll come back
how
to me in a
ago?
Second. About 10 years ago.
Kurt Cobain? No.
No, not Kurt Cobain. Another guy. One other guy who died. Give me one other guy who died young.
I'm thinking.
We'll find them. Oh my God, we're now in Danaher's. I gotta put my bag behind the counter. Jesus, midnight. I should be in bed soon. Anyway, here we go. My best friend, you know, we're related.
Yes.
Brothers, you know.
I know some of that.
You know, you've heard of Band of Brothers?
Yes.
That's
yes.
Us. Band of Brothers, yeah.
Yeah, I am. All of it.
I'm Fintan O'Toole, and who are you?
Fintan O'Toole, I'm Bill Reinberg.
You're actually in the Irish front row, aren't you? You actually played for Connacht, and actually, if you'd been on the Munster team, you'd have been
that.
An international.
I know that.
I'm sorry, I apologize. I'm a walking audio recording studio. Good luck.
No, thanks.
I would love to, but I'd be intruding on
this,
trespassing. No, I'm off duty. And I'm not Fintan O'Toole. I'm not. I guess you. You know, I look a bit
like
him, but I'm not. What?
Yeah, you look a bit like him, alright?
No,
so
no.
You wouldn't mind it?
Yeah.
But you know, Fintan O'Toole came from...
What?
Fintan O'Toole people came from Mallard Road, you know that?
No. Can I sit down for a minute?
You didn't know that.
Are you saying... I did not.
He's one of the O'Toole's from the farm. You
talk now. You're live on air to the internet, right?
I don't care enough about this.
Go on. Fintan O'Toole did what?
He's from the local... his people came from Mallard Road.
Do people like him here?
No.
Doesn't matter. Actually, I don't care.
Well, I was at a thing today. Don't mind that. That's out of date, right? That's who I used to be earlier on today. I'm in O'Mahony.
How are you? That's
You don't know who you are.
No. You know, a long time ago, I looked like Luke Kelly. I had up to here in a beard.
He was one of the best singers ever.
A good guy, actually. A damn good guy. He had a voice like broken glass under a door.
No, in fairness now, he was so passionate with his voice that, you know, you would have to kneel down on it and admire it.
On Raglan Road?
Yeah, I have to say.
Here's to Luke. To Luke Kelly and Raglan Road, right? Can we drink to Luke? Can I borrow it, lass?
Yeah.
Mud in your eye. To Luke Kelly and Raglan Road.
Two sleepers came from out there at the farm. They don't know about Raglan Road. You're not familiar, right?
This is my first time ever in my life being in Cong.
What's the one sandwich like?
I usually stay in Ashford Castle, right? But I never come into the village.
Why not?
I joke. Don't take me seriously, right? I thought, oh shit, they believe me.
But it doesn't matter, I was often in Ashford, but I don't take the table.
We eat there every Sunday, so what? It doesn't really matter. We eat there every Sunday, so it doesn't
I've never darkened the door.
We always do.
I'd love
every
to.
Sunday.
I mean, but I'll be back. I've got to be being corked tomorrow.
Don't say that, because I'll tell you why. John Wayne said, or John F. Kennedy said, you know, in Galway, he said, I'll be back.
And he wasn't. I agree with you. I said, you know what John Kennedy said in Limerick? Something like, Limerick, which is famous for, let me get this right, fast women and beautiful horses. Sorry. Beautiful women and fast horses.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, what's the difference?
What's the difference? You've been on the block. So how come, I mean, what I don't understand is, you're all locals, yeah?
I live in a village.
Well, no, what I want to know is, why are you so welcome to a complete stranger like me? You're not. Oh, I turned my back and you put daggers in. I know that. I came to Cong to be with him.
All right.
With her. The guy with the hair. Him. We, today there was a kind of, geez, you daren't use the word gathering, because I think you're, it wasn't a gathering, it was a kind of a mini conference, right? Yeah. A crowd of people came from all around Ireland, right, to be in Cong for the day, right, kind of to meet each other, really, but the only way you could get to be there, right, you had to write a blog post, right? Now, do you have? I mean, I don't think everybody in this pub knows what a blog post is, right?
I don't know.
A blog post is you had to produce a piece of writing or photography or something that you were prepared to put up on the internet. That's all. Once you put something up, it didn't matter what you put up, right? You were entitled to come along.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's not as simple as that. To come along, or to stay here, or whatever. Cost money.
I'm staying in Danaher's here. I'm staying here tonight, right? I don't know how much they'll charge me for the room, but
right, so
I'm staying. I came up from Cork. I stayed in Limerick, and I have to be back in Cork at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning because my daughter is 8 years old and she's riding a horse. Right?
But you have to drive to Cork.
What time are you going to leave here at 8 a.m. or?
Well, I actually would love some advice in order to get comfortably to Cork.
You need to leave by the latest 7:30.
Right. What time? Do you get there?
I have to be there by 11. I can't afford to be late.
So let's just... You're on the road before 8 o'clock.
Okay. So what I will do is I give myself a false deadline. I'll say I have to be there at 10:30, right? To be in Cork at 10:30, can I leave here at 7:30?
Seven.
No. Good. Ballybrack, which is actually, in fairness to me, if I go to Limerick, right, and I go out the Fermoy Road out of Limerick, right, down by Mitchelstown, the back road I call it, right?
You should be here at 6:00.
F7. F10. Yeah, he would do it.
I'm not going through Mallow, right? I'm going the other way, right? So I can go through the tunnel in Limerick,
all right,
out the Mitchelstone Road, out the back way, and if the weather's fine, it's a gorgeous road.
Half seven.
Okay, I'll be on the road at 7:30, so let's have a drink up. Nice to meet you. Let me turn this thing off. Sorry.
I'm looking forward to your horoscope next weekend in the Independence.
Paul, did you read my book?
Yeah.
Ship of Fools, I think, or something. Oh, do you want my signature? Fenton O'Toole. I only pretend. Exactly. I like your ring.
Where was your seminar?
What?
Where was your seminar?
No, I came here.